Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away." And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here, in this desolate place?" And he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate, and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people. And he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples, and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them, got into the boat again, and went to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only 1 loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" This is the word of the Lord. Today's meditation on God's word.
Grace and peace to you in Christ our Lord. Human needs are many. When the need is of things basic to human life, such as food, clothing, shelter, security, and money, the lack of it can lead to dangerous consequences. Questioning, complaints, panic, and violence can gradually take over. Today's text from Mark chapter 8, verses 1 to 21, presents us with a picture of a large crowd of around 4,000 people who are hungry after having followed Jesus for 3 days. Their need for food is felt by Jesus, who, moved with compassion, wants to feed the people. The disciples, on hearing this, are perturbed. "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" they ask. Naturally, the people's problem is not their problem. It would be better for Jesus to disperse the crowd so that they can go and find their own food and fulfill their personal need. As the story proceeds, we see Jesus feeding the 4,000 with 7 loaves of bread and a few fish. Later on in the passage, Jesus finds his disciples themselves squabbling over lack of bread on their boat and cautioning them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod. He questions their lack of remembrance and understanding of the truths revealed by him. As we see, the Pharisees, who demand a sign from heaven about Jesus, and the disciples themselves come across as people deeply concerned about their own place and need. So deeply absorbed are they by their own concerns that even the presence of the Son of God among them cannot be noticed and understood. So it is with us in our life today. In our daily living, even when we follow Jesus, we are overwhelmed by our needs. We are hungry for worldly things. We are hungry for our security and well-being. We are hungry for signs that can help us make the right decisions that will keep us safe and in sound shape for our future. When we find that our needs are not quick to come by, doubts creep in, and we want to question ourselves. Are we doing the right thing by believing in Jesus? Should we continue placing our faith in Christ, believing that He will take care of us? Should I not place my trust on my own ability or that of the wonderful opportunities that this world has to offer? How about shifting to a new church or trying out a new spirituality or try anything that will answer my pressing needs today? Yes, we all have gone through such moments of self-doubt and panic. Our own worldly and faith life is no different from the people of Israel who were redeemed from slavery in Egypt but complained and questioned God through the desert journey into the promised land of freedom. Yes, we are no different from those many people who have gone before us whose needs were so overwhelming that they forgot to remember and understand the compassionate providing of God. Yes, we are no different from those who wanted to place their trust in the sign of the age that could help them see and believe in tangible things that bring peace and prosperity. So Jesus questions us today just like He questions the disciples. Do you not yet perceive or understand? Do you not remember? Yes, we should understand and we should remember. For God in Christ has come to us because of His compassion for sinners who forget Him and His work. He comes to us who are overwhelmed by our worldly desires and needs. Yes, He has come to pay the price for our forgetfulness and the accumulated consequences of our self-interest that has created brokenness in our life and also in the life around us. Through His death on the cross and through His resurrection, He has proclaimed forgiveness of sins and life eternal and calls us to understand and remember that the called people of God are not to look out for signs to satisfy themselves, for they are already given the most important signs. The sign of the Son of God on the cross, defeating the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod that promote evil in our world. And also the sign of the empty tomb that declares the victory of God and new life for all people, Israelites and also all Gentiles. This sign given by God now shines in His people whom He has gathered. This body of Christ is called to understand and remember that the compassionate God who died for their sins on the cross is with them in their struggles and their needs. He is the provider who enables us with His food of word and sacrament to live a reconciled and blessed life. Providing us with gifts that help us be self-sufficient, He calls us to contribute and witness through our Christian vocation to this world. So let us go and be witness to this truth that we have heard, this truth which we believe and teach and confess. Jesus Christ is my Savior, who compassionately provides and is Emmanuel in my need. Amen.
Today's meditation on God's Word.